Welcome back to the show. Right, let's change topic. So we're not talking about so much intensive winter grazing. Boy, she's been full on that today. But I thought we'd catch up with Erin Howes from McDonald Poninsky. Some tax changes coming in on the 1st of April. Erin, good afternoon. Welcome to the muster. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon.
1st of April tax changes. What do they mean and how are they going to impact on your farming clients?
Yeah. It's quite a significant change that rolls in, as you said, on the 1st of April, which is a change to the personal tax rate at the high rate of 39 cents. And what that 39 cents. So what that means is that for individuals where their income is over $180,000, the tax rate is now 39%. So now that takes effect on the 1st of April.
Well, that means Jamie Mackay's going to have to make a change really fast.
Yeah, I'll put a phone call into him shortly.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, well, but yeah, that means that, like, it's certainly not giving cause for any panic, because as we now, the 1st of April will encompass for the 2022 financial year for a lot of our farmers. So they'll be still in the basis of, you know, effectively finishing for the 21 year. So there's not too much reason to panic there, but it is probably quite mindful that there'll be quite a lot of documentation you find coming from the banks around, changes to interest RWT rates at banks and stuff, because that is also another change that happened when that rolls out on the 1st of April.
Okay. So this is on income, like it's going to, in its simplest form, to PAYE people who are earning over that amount, that's going to kick in straight away, right?
So yes, it will.
No difference. Dividend payments, as you said, trusts are treated differently again, but if it's a straight dividend from your company to yourself effectively, that's going to, if you're in that fortunate, that's going to make a difference. What about income splitting? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, so look, there is some quite technical things to probably think about in relation to dividend payments out of companies if you are trading in one. If you are have a company where predominantly the shareholding is held by individually rather than other structures, then it may be an appropriate time to be in touch, probably sooner rather than later, to see whether or not there is some sort of benefit there of paying a dividend from your company to take advantage of the lower tax rate at 33, in the event that dividend essentially pushes an individual over 180, then most certainly it would be advantageous to have that conversation. The trust tax rates and the company tax rates are unchanged.
Can I just go back a step? Sorry. So this would be a case, let's say you've got some off-farm income, say you're a consultant, or say even you've got maybe one of the partners or your partner or you have got a job off farm, and then the dividend might come in on top of that and put you over that 180, 189 or 180,000?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, look, if we talked a wee bit about probably just a couple of weeks ago about salaries being paid out of companies for farmers. So, you know, predominantly, an individual will already have an element of income in there from their profit of their business. And so any dividend, in essence, that they potentially could receive, you know, would be over and above that. So it possibly, depending on the value of the dividend, it could be quite possible for that to be pushed over to 180,000. So it is, as I said, if you are an individual shareholder of your company, then I think it most certainly is worth having a look at this space, most certainly. There is a lot of clients that do have their shareholding parked up in family trusts. And as I'd mentioned to be before, the tax rate for a trust hasn't changed. So should a company pay a dividend down, a dividend out, you know, because there could be a high chance that dividend in essence will sit in the trust tax return, which will still be at 33 cents. There is complication.
Quite a big change, because in the past a company dividend was taxed at 30%, right? And in some cases people didn't want to put it into their trust because that was a higher tax rate.
Well, a dividend's always been fully imputed at 33 cents. It's just that the company tax rate was at 30%, right? And they're two different things. So a dividend has always been fully imputed at 33 cents, and that has never changed. And that's also something to note, is that the dividend rate has not changed at 33 cents. So there's been no change in relation to that. So there is some complexities around, you know, when the dividend is being paid from a company to a trust. And if you have the ability for that dividend to be retained in the trust, then look, you know, then that's going to be a favourable outcome. There are circumstances if you've got a qualifying company that that cannot happen and will be forced down to the beneficiaries into individual hands anyway. But if that's you, for the same reason that we discussed earlier about you being a individual shareholder of a company, then you most certainly should be having a look at the space to see whether or not this affects you as well. Within our own office here, we're diligently going through those just to ensure that, you know, in essence, no stone's unturned. I suppose the biggest, you know, thread to really be mindful about is that in doing all of this, you know, the IRD has really heightened their senses to trusts. And I think you can probably understand why people could be looking to dish out all these dividends into their trusts if the trusts are shareholders in companies. So there is, a sort of a memo in sense where the IRD said, hey, we understand that this is probably what needs to happen, but please be mindful that, you know, we are aware of, we're aware that, you know, you need to be transparent in your trust, which is, you know, which is actually something that came in on the 30th of January. So they have heightened their senses around the use of trust in this space as well.
All right. So, so what we're basically saying is that there are some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do need advice, you need to get advice quite quickly because it's going to lock in from the 1st of April and changes. Can you make, I suppose you can make retrospective changes as long as you haven't paid it through? Or how does that work? What's the time frame on that?
Well, the reality is that in order for the dividend to be received prior to the 31st of March, it needs to be paid in March. And there is an RWT cost that is associated with an imputation credit, which is due on the 20th of April. So it's very unusual to retrospectively pay that dividend because it has an RWT cost. And if you did clear it late, then you're going to end up with your RWT being late. So that's not a space you want to be in either. So,
Get on the phone, talk to your accountant, talk to you quickly, I would have thought.
Yes, 100%. And as I said, as I've mentioned earlier, it's not a place that I think people need to be panicking, that they feel that they have to get this done or they're going to lose out, because there's probably every chance that if you are using a tax professional, they have this under control for you anyway. And if you had been entering into some sort of dividend policy over time, then you really won't have an issue anyway. But should you be concerned, you do need to give a call. As I said, not a reason to panic, but just need to be aware that it's there. So, you know, if you start seeing a bit of correspondence coming from your accountants and your banks around those rate changes, it's prudent that you pay attention to it. Because it could affect you.
All right, Erin Howes, McDonald Poninsky. Someone wants to get hold of you. Easiest way to do that is?
Yeah, they can catch us here in the office, 03-209-0390, but all our details are on our website, www.npltd.co.nz.
All right, Erin, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. As always, wonderful advice. Talk to you again.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Erin Howes, McDonald Poninsky. If you need advice, I know that's quite a confusing topic, and if you're confused, don't feel bad, because I am as well. Go and talk to Erin or your tax professional, and they should be able to put you right. All right, after the